Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker. And Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we're nearing the month here of October, and for the Conservation Board, you guys have more programming going on, and we'll just jump right into it. We'll start with your teen volunteer nights on the prairie. I know you have a couple of them coming up. Yeah, why don't you touch on when those are happening?
Yes, so we have one in October 16th. There's another one on October 30th. They are both from 5 to 6:30, located at the Keene Conservation Area. These are mainly geared toward teens that are needing silver cord hours. They do anything from harvesting prairie seeds and removing historic interior fences. So if you're needing silver cord hours for high school, this is a perfect opportunity. I mean, you get your hands on, you can, you know, get involved. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, yeah, get out and volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So awesome. Okay, so the October 16th and the 30th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Keene Conservation Area. Now let's talk about something that's happening towards the later half of the month. Now that we're into fall and weather's cooler, you got your fall foliage float. So explain a little bit about what this is.
So yeah, you get on the river with any kind of boat, paddle, however you want to get down it. And you just take a float. Like, sometimes it's in the evening, sometimes it's during the day. This specific one on October 26th is from 1 to 4 p.m. The location is to be determined because it's based on the water levels. So, yeah. Like, right now they may look good, but it could change. Sure. Like, you know how water changes.
Right.
But main thing to remember is bring your own boats, paddles, and life jackets.
Okay, awesome. And with that, is this something for people of all ages?
Or yep. Anybody can come. Just, okay. You know, like if you bring a child, make sure that you are going to be attached to them somehow. Just safety first, always, you know, especially when you're on the water.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Are you familiar? Is this a program that the conservation has done before?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The last one we did was the moonlight one. Okay. We did it at, like, when, you know, you could see the moon and everything.
Awesome.
And there was a good turnout for that. So, and I do believe that there's going to be a shuttle for that. All of our programs are on Eventbrite, so there'll be more details. You know, you'll get emails and everything. But yes, anybody, all ages can go to this. Just make sure you have the proper equipment that you need for this.
Awesome. And do you have like a favorite, like for you, do you like floating down the river? Is this something that you would do?
Yeah, my family actually has kayaks. So my son has actually talked about doing this.
Awesome. All right. Well, fantastic. Again, speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Jenny, now talk about your salamander crawl notification list.
Yes, so this is a big thing. We get notifications all the time about this, especially once the fall hits. So we don't have a specific date of when the salamanders will make an appearance.
Okay.
So the big thing is get on this email notification list. So once, you know, the first one is sighted, we'll send out a mass email to anybody that signed up, where it's happening, potentially when it's going to happen. Like, you can't determine exactly when it's going to happen.
Sure.
The main thing to remember, it's going to happen when it's cold and wet. And what they're going to do is you're going to see hundreds of tiger salamanders migrate from the field and ditches surrounding Vos back into their overwintering wetlands. So if you go down to Vos, you'll see one area to the north, and then they're going to go to the south. Okay. So they cross over. When you're driving down that road at nighttime, be careful, because you won't see them until it's like almost too late.
Okay.
My family and I went last year and it was raining, and we were literally like inching down the road in our car just because
Wow. You
can't see them. Like, okay. It's hard to see them because they're black.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. If you do go out, just be cautious. There could be at one point hundreds of cars on the road. But if you get on this email notification list, we will send out as soon as we know that's going to happen. But if you see it before we let you know, definitely let us know.
Okay.
The more the merrier about this.
Absolutely. Okay. But important to note that just with any programming, but especially for something like this, signing up for the email notification so then you'll be the first to know.
Absolutely.
When information goes
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So like I said about all of our programs that we have, everything is on Eventbrite. Okay. Everything's going to be on Facebook as well. Just get on Eventbrite and sign up for any program. And if anything's going to change, we'll send out an email. We'll post it on Facebook. That way we can keep track of who's going to come, and it helps get a head count ahead of time. So we can plan accordingly.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for that plug. And now, Jenny, talk about I know you mentioned last time, obviously, but the Bridges Back campaign, this is for the Raccoon River Valley Trail Bridge that took damage, obviously, this past May, and you guys are trying to raise money. And so, yeah, just talk about, I guess, where you guys maybe currently are, what the goal is, all that type of stuff.
Yes. So last month I did talk about, you know, everything that happened with the bridge that's in Adel there. We're still working on donations and did a couple bike rides in September that, you know, brought in some money. Currently, we are running at approximately $74,000 donated. So it's a really good amount.
Like yeah.
Any dollar amount that you are able to donate is much appreciated. If you are able to donate, you can do it online, through the mail, or in our office. If you do make checks, please make them out to the Dallas County Foundation. If you have any questions, please call our office. We are more than happy to help you make the donation how you want it worded. If you make any donation that's over $500, you will be put on a plaque.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. But like you said, any amount of donation.
Absolutely. No donation amount is too little.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, keep that in mind. And good. I'm glad to see you guys are on a good start.
Absolutely.
The estimated cost and stuff is around $896,000. So,
yeah.
So quite a bit of money, but yeah, those small contributions go a long way. So thanks for talking about that. Now let's move on. You have some updates here for the Glissman Lodge. So talk about that.
Yes. So the Glissman Lodge that you can rent out has a little bit of changes coming. So currently you have to park at the top and walk down if you're not renting it. Quite a ways that you would have to walk. We are changing the public area for Glissman, including the pond open to the public. With addition to a new parking lot, visitor access will now be easier and more frequent, which means that you don't have to park clear at the top if you want to go fishing at the pond or if you want to go hiking or whatever. Okay. There is a new designated area that is closer that you can park at, and then there's signs posted of renter area only or public access only.
Awesome.
So everything is marked out. Rental, the private rental areas is the rental house, the yard, the driveway will remain for renters only. Areas surrounding the house will be appropriately signed off. The trail and pond are part of Glissman Conservation Area, which is and always has been public. So if you stay there, you may see public people out there. Don't get alarmed.
Okay.
They have the rights to be there. So, but the house itself and the yard around it is for the renter only. But again, you can get closer now. So that, you know, should bring in more people and make them understand that they can be there. Just stay in the area that you're allowed to be in. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, thank you. Actually, for people that aren't aware, where is Glissman Lodge located?
It is down by Keene Conservation Area. Like they're not very far apart.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, no, thank you. That works. Absolutely. Again, well, thank you for running us through everything. We've been speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker, and plenty of programming and stuff going on here in the month of October. I know you have a lot more, but of course,
absolutely,
you can visit Eventbrite and that will kind of take you through the whole list.
Yeah. Everything, you know, that we have for programs or just any updates, you know, Eventbrite is all programs. Facebook has any updates that we have, any announcements, programs. I mean, just Dallas County Conservation Board has their own Facebook page. So make sure to follow us so you can see anything that's going on that has to do with us.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.